Bebop-a-loo-bop, she's my baby.
Boo for Missouri. Looks good.
Just a general boo for Missouri.
Well, you know, I want the Blues
to score again?
What? No, I would like them to lose. And that state and I have become nemesis recently, so.
All right. I would also like them to lose, but they're not, you know, a nemesis. The only thing I just want is that I hope they lose so that my former boss will stop posting things on Facebook about all the hockey games and things he keeps going for.
Oh, never mind. They scored.
Terrible.
Yep. It's rigged.
All right. You should have gotten a script eventually. I just emailed it a few minutes ago.
I did.
There's not much. There's tons of stuff. Notes, and that's spot it.
So much excitement this episode.
Well, all right. I do have something to throw out later, but I'm going to surprise you with it.
Okay. Ray and I have something to throw out later. We're going to surprise you with it.
All right. Let's do it.
This episode's full of surprises.
But I have a question about the thing we're going to be throwing out.
Oh.
I have some, too. My answers to you would be, you should title it whatever you think is clever.
Man, that was my question.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. The only thing I was able to come up with was a sponsor.
Oh. I figured it could be the same.
No, I'll hit you with it later. I'll hit you with it at the end of the segment.
Okay. Is that an actual sponsor?
What's that? I think
that segment's still being sponsored.
I don't know. I think there's a few segments that are still sponsored.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, but the one that went away.
The support?
Support corners?
I think so.
Yeah. Didn't know if he was still paying. I thought we were just going to finish it out.
Trying to find my file where I track this stuff.
Coo, 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 coo. Coo, 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 coo.
I sent you some suggestions.
I thought at least one of the segments was no longer actually being sponsored.
Yeah. Always Sunny in Xandar.
Ah.
But we're kind of we're riding that out to its natural conclusion.
Yeah, the boosted characters of the week, Mystify.
Yes.
The supports corner is still sponsored.
Okay.
And this guy.
This guy.
The OG. Original guy.
And I'm not going to get a chance to try and look up, do any searches and who's flipping lucky. I don't know who that could be.
I only got one guess.
It's, hold on, I'm almost there. Two-Face. Because he flips that coin all the time.
Anything else before we open the channel?
I hear no dissent.
Nope, I'm good. Open the channel. Yeah, please. I think we're good.
Squid is in for the win.
Sounds like you should be one of the Hansons. You'd have Edgar, what's the main guy's name? Sig, and then Squid. Squid Hanson.
It took me a long time to figure out what you were talking about, because I was just not understanding. But yes, now that I've... Now that I'm able to process what you're saying, it I like it.
Right? Skvig Hansen?
I thought... Never mind. I was way off.
Not Mbop.
No, I thought you were talking... I heard Hansen, but my brain told me Nelson, and I was like, aren't they Matthew and Gunner? I don't know where Skvig Nelson would come in.
He's the one without the long, flowing blonde hair. He's like some short little fat guy. Look, there's Gunner. He's so dreamy. And there's Squid. He plays the drums. We make him sit in the back.
Hostility towards Squid. I don't know.
Not directly.
No, this is just mythical Squid.
Yeah.
Squid Hansen.
Okay. Actual Squid. Just fine.
Could be really nice. No, don't have any idea.
Yeah.
But man, that made up in my head, Squid. That guy.
Judging by this Squid's response, I think he might be Matthew McConaughey.
All right, all right, all right.
I knew it! The show is great! You ready to kick this show into high gear, filled with surprises?
Sure. However, it looks like it's going to be the smallest show ever. There's like 3 people listening. How sad.
It's not the size of the show, it's the motion of the ocean?
Hell, it's the big show! Ian,
what up?
You know that really lame Comic-Con we went to?
No. Which one?
The one in Monroeville.
The one in Monroeville? That wasn't that lame. It was just crowded.
However, guess who's there this time?
Honky Tonk Man?
From Yes, Honky Tonk Man! So I don't know if it was our psychic link that strong, or did you look this up?
When we were at there, I looked at the, you know, comeback when it's really, really hot. And I was like, no way. And I was like, who's going to be there? And I glanced and some people stood out. But you said you led with Big Show intro. And I was like,
yeah.
And I, in the back of my mind, I was like, I think Honky Tonk Man's going to be there. That guy has got to be a senior citizen bloated sack of meat at this point.
He was kind of bloated back in the day, man.
Beefy back when he was wrestling. Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his guitar? It was like Matilda or something?
I don't remember. I just remember he was a menace to Jake the Snake. So I hated him. He and the Undertaker ambushed Jake the Snake.
Oh, my Undertaker.
He, on the other hand, is dead. Paul Bearer, not Undertaker. Taker's fine.
I was going to say, am I getting the Undertaker fine?
No, yeah, Taker's okay. Dead. Well, he's not fine, but he's as well as you can be.
All right. Moving on.
Do it, Doug.
All right. We're getting close, Ian. It's almost.
What's that?
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 196th installment of Hulk Warriors 3. Almost 200.
We only got 4 more weeks to think of something.
It's really like 3, I think.
But yeah.
The only show in the world that's coming up on 200 episodes about Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm really confident that's true.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're closer than we think because we never count the interviews as episodes.
Yeah, really, I think we're actually over 200. But...
maybe.
I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Ian. We got Ray. They're KS72 and Sneaky Meat 15 in reverse order. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. And yes, you are correct, because there was that episode that we did twice. So we're well over 200 at this point.
Oh, that week was the worst.
It was.
Ray, check your audacity.
Sweet.
All right, so this is the week of June 12th through the 19th of the 2019 year. Today, in your Deadpool dailies, Purple Bullseye, Thursday Yellow Cap, then Red Sentry, Black Punisher, Black Blade, Green Patch, Red Torch, and next week is Yellow Colossus. In the 5-day 4-star crash! Oh, serious crash.
Yeah.
On the 7th, we had the Untitled Mondo. How'd that go for you?
Mondo? Oh, yeah, I remember him from last week. He lost his barony. He was a Mondo. I somehow won. It turns out that Doctor Strange at any star level does not have a lot of hit points.
And don't grab for Mondo.
One blast from Mondo's purple did a lot of damage.
Yeah, I bet it did.
So that went great.
All right. Ray, easy win?
Yeah, I don't remember mine at all, but I know I fired off purple and it nearly killed him. So, beyond that.
Today you had Big Pun versus Carol?
Yes.
That was, I matched a lot of black, took minimal amounts of damage from Carol, and then just fired a bunch of guns in her face.
Ha!
Took one try.
Ray?
I got completely crushed.
What?
So let me tell you about what's happening on Ray and I's side of the coin. So let's talk about 4-star Carol, who definitely was underpowered to begin with. So I think the important thing to do in this crash is to team her up against someone who, when he tries to match black, takes a bunch of green damage from her energy situation.
It wasn't that much damage.
When he's not champed, it's plenty of damage. And then, where's that countdown tile going to go? Oh, you're right. There's a black in the far left corner that I'm never going to be able to get to. It doesn't matter because you always have 17 yellow, so it goes off instantly and destroys me. And I rage quit for the first time in a long time.
Wow.
I don't know that it was quite that bad for me. I thought I was going to pull it off. And then I managed to cascade like 3 black matches in a row without trying. And she went, oh, 1,600 points of damage, 1,600 points of damage, 1,600 points of damage. And I went, ow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then her black went off and it was done. That's why it's not an easy fight.
Nope. Didn't love it.
But did you win the second time?
No,
I did not try it a second time.
I haven't gone back since my rage quit.
All right.
I have 4 more days.
I was getting a pro tip that says that I should put the boost on green so that black isn't my strongest. Now, Is there a boost that doesn't involve black and green being tied together that I don't have?
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
No.
Oh, yeah, a support.
Oh, a support. Oh, I read boost as boost, not boost as support. Right. I gotcha. I'm good.
Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good.
I'm on board again. It says it here, and Samurai cleared it up. The Shuri's lab was my textual clue. Man, those Hansons.
Hey, that spins out to get you.
I blame you, Craig.
You can't trust that guy. Coming up number next is some guy with a sword fighting something. I don't know.
Probably Medusa.
Yeah, we already figured that out. Come on.
I've already forgotten.
Yep, it's Medusa from video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your story event, you got Cosmic Chaos is running now. They get you 3 Dooms and a Baby Groot. The CP top folks get Thanos, and then 51 to 400 is Scott! Let me see if that was going to be loud enough. Then it goes to Unstable ASO 8, where you get not 1, not 2, but 3 Scott! 1 Thanos, the CP, top folks is Magic, 51 to 400 is Punisher. I hurt everyone's ears. That'll learn you. In the Soul season, in the simulator right now, you get Falcon, 3 Thanos, and that brand new Sabretooth guy. And then PvP land right now is Icebreaker. They'll get you an Electra, an Iceman, Wiccan, and She-Hulk.
Wait, what?
So, Ian. What?
Where are they dishing out Wiccans?
If you finish in the top 10 of the PvP.
Sorry, I tuned back in because I was watching a funny GIF on the Discord, and I thought, I just like, hey, they're giving out Wiccans. I was like, I want one. Hey, Craig, what's up?
Let's cut the release notes. Ian, you sitting down.
Clearly, there's been nothing but chair squeaks.
The clue for this week, for the next character, is Flippin' Lucky. So since we already have a Domino.
Right, exactly. It's the only person I'm thinking of.
No, it has to be Longshot.
That was my first thought. Well, actually, my first thought, obviously, like I said earlier, was Two-Face. But I like...
Two-Face would be so much funnier.
It would be. Is it Longshot?
Yeah, that's the only person I would pick.
Okay. I like Longshot as well.
Is Longshot a character? I've never heard of this person.
What? What? He's got a shiny eye just like Cable. His luck is his ability. He battles Mojo constantly.
He's from the Mojoverse. He leads the rebellion against Mojo. Come on, Ray.
Nope.
Never Longshot at all.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, my memory's not great, but...
Man.
What comics are we talking about? X-Men.
X-Men!
Yeah. Nah, he's apparently Longshot. Not during the time I was reading X-Men. I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, his power is that he's charming and handsome, and bad things just don't happen to him.
Maybe I just blocked that, because that sounds lame.
In the fixes, they're no longer supporting some Amazon Kindle Fire devices because now it requires the 64 bits of the Android. I didn't know those devices were not 64 bits, so there you go. Sabretooth's power you should have run no longer activates when there's an infinite power countdown tile on the board and the enemy is airborne. That's a combination.
Yeah.
Who finds these things to report? Well, I put infinite tile down. I threw one of the enemies in the air.
And that thing went off. I can't believe it. This is an outrage. I'm writing the devs immediately.
Come on, support. That's a once in a thousand matches. Not probably more than that. When is that ever coming? We're worried about that bug. Yeah, still just fix the bug where BDSM Carol is not in front. And she takes all the damage from a wave change. And it powers up all of her abilities while taking 0 points of damage. That one still bites my butt. You don't really grind my gears. Hey, our friends at D3 were at the E3.
Oh.
I don't know if anybody went to the E3s, but if you went to the E3s, did you go see the D3s at the E3s?
Yeah. Are they
as excited
about the new Animal Crossing game as I am?
No.
Oh, they have to be at least that excited. Because I'm really? Somewhat excited.
I never played any of those.
You would hate them. Please don't.
Okay. All right. Before we get to this movie thing.
Yes.
I want to tell you about a movie thing. So, Ian, I went to the movies yesterday. I saw the X-Men.
Oh, what? You were the guy?
I was the guy.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. We're going to send a big shout out to one Halston Sage. If you don't know Halston Sage, she was on the Orville as the original security officer. Why am I giving her a shout out? Because guess who she played in Phoenix?
A security officer?
No. She was one Allison Blair, the Dazzler.
No wonder that movie bombed.
It was okay. It wasn't the worst thing I've seen. I've seen worse X-Men movies than that one.
Considering the number of stars you would increase because it had Dazzler in it, that movie had to have been really bad.
Yeah.
And it was totally better than Last Stand. Because that
Last Stand doesn't ring a bell. Tell me more.
X3.
That almost doesn't count.
I'm just saying it's better than that one.
Okay.
All right. I believe you.
Add this movie to the long list of things that Dazzler can't save.
Oh, boy, she tried. I bet she was on screen for almost 8-9 seconds. Anyway, shout out to Halston Sage for bringing me Dazzler to the big screen.
So she quit to the Orville in order to make X-Men. Is that what I'm
assuming?
I'm
assuming she did not quit the Orville just to do this 10-second cameo.
She did quit the Orville, so I'm curious why. Because they replaced her with a character that was completely
exactly
identical.
Same. Yeah, except a little older. That's really the only difference between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I liked it better than Apocalypse.
Squeaked by Apocalypse, okay.
I mean, it had Dazzler. I mean, that was two giant thumbs up. It had one of the worst contrivances ever. There was a stupid made-for-Scott cannon in the Blackbird, and that was lame-o. Lame. Anyway, Halston Sage. She should win a,
Academy Award for extras.
Academy Award for this. That's right. She had no speaking lines. All she did was dance. But she should totally win. All right, Ray, hit me with this unnamed movie selection of this show.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I totally blanked. I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah, don't worry. Craig's got his link to our homepage open so he can see what orders we put things in.
I do have it open right in front of me.
I knew it. Nice. I believed you. I believe in you.
I forgot that this was a segment. So,
yep. Right. Well, yeah, on that chart, I still disagree with that chart, something fierce. Because First Avengers way better than that.
Then
right.
What?
So,
we haven't even ranked First Avengers yet.
We haven't.
Well, according
no.
to the Rotten Tomatoes chart, it's the lowest one on
no,
the chart.
No, I thought we had a chart on our homepage.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
There's a Rotten Tomatoes chart in that? Oh,
yeah,
the
Ray
score that you're looking
right.
at. Yeah, bah, posh.
Yeah, yeah so right. The lowest three, according to Rotten Tomatoes, are The First Avenger, Infinity War.
Bold.
And
no,
Doctor
bold
Strange.
Move gotten.
I disagree totally with those two. Actually, with all three.
From the remaining?
Yes.
Mm, hit
if
me.
I were to pick my three, it would be none of those three would show up.
Oof. Tell me more. Tell me more.
So I
did
again
you get very far?
We're getting
like, does he have a car?
We're getting into the really good
we are.
Movies.
We
are. So this is more difficult. But if I were to pick the three, it would be Guardians, the Avengers, the first one, and the first Iron Man.
Of this list, I could be down for the original Avengers being in the bottom.
Can someone tell me?
I would have to be Spider-Man for me.
Yeah, is Homecoming any good?
It is.
It's okay. The actor who played Spider-Man was real solid.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
he was
Vulture. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Well, throwaway. A lot of them have throwaway villains, so that can't be a disqualifier, in my opinion.
I thought Vulture was done really well.
Okay.
I mean, not significantly well, but decent.
I don't know. We'll see how Mysterio goes in this next one.
That is true, but I expect that to be done well.
It's getting tough for me here.
It is tough. That is very true.
Yeah, I think I would go the Avengers at the bottom, then Spider-Man, sort of that 11 and 10. Number 9, I would probably go for start all your hate mail now. I think I would go Endgame.
Yeah, you're not even close. We're not even going to entertain that.
No.
No, that's laughable.
There are
and
much
outrageous.
Better films than Endgame.
There are not.
There are.
Nope.
What was your claim?
There are much
that
better.
There are better movies than Endgame.
Yeah, in the world, sure. On this list,
in this
no.
list, yes.
Nope.
Absolutely.
No. Certainly not Guardians. I feel like
Guardians is
if
phenomenal.
I can replace you on this show right now for what you just said, I would.
Guardians is a good movie.
Yeah, it's fine, but it's not as good as Endgame.
It's much better than Endgame.
It's not even close. I know that you want to feel special and different because you hate Endgame and everybody else liked it, and you can.
I won't stop you.
That. Oh, it's garbage.
It's good.
It's
these other movies on this top 10 are better.
No way. It's better than original Iron Man.
It's time travel is the worst.
Time travel is just generally the worst.
Ugh.
Time is just an arbitrary construct. So time travel is absolutely malleable to the point where you should just ignore it.
Yeah, lame.
Super lame. All right. Well, I can't get on board for some of that. Boy, I really like the first Avengers. It's got a really high rewatchability for me. Like, I can dip into it anywhere in the movie and be entertained throughout. I have a hard time putting that on the list, but I'm not going to fight you too on that if you want to put it on the here in this list. But I would think that, again, Homecoming, I don't know because I don't know. Didn't see it.
Yeah, see, I thought it was a solid movie. I'm having a lot of, again, it's very difficult because we're at the top 10 of the MCU.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's still in the top 10. It's just,
right.
You know, I like some of the other ones better.
All right. So from what I've been hearing.
Yeah.
The current list I have is Iron Man, followed by, well, I guess it doesn't matter the order too much, but Iron Man, The Avengers, and Homecoming. And Homecoming is kind of.
I really like that Iron Man movie.
I really liked it too.
I did too, but again, it suffered from.
As a movie,
yeah.
I don't think it outdoes any of the other. It has a special place because it started this whole series off.
Yeah. Yeah.
That first step into Tony Stark is just so good, though. Like, he just did it so well.
He did. He was well cast, and he brought him to life in a really excellent way. I'm okay with what you have, Ray. I don't love the Avengers, but.
You mean having it on the list?
Right. But I got to make some concessions. So, yep, I'm okay with. What you're saying is what I am. I'm on board for that.
Iron Man 1 is top. Yeah, it's definitely top 5 for me.
Well, that's why we try and do this as an average.
Yeah. It's rough when I look at this list and I'm like, well, if it's got Captain America in the name, it's in the top 5.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because, like, there's 3 of my top 5. I'm like, oh, it says Captain America in it? I'm sold. Those are all real good. All
right, so there you go. I'm not hearing anything that's swaying me, so.
Man, that's rough for Iron Man. Rough.
Would you?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what would you consider replacing Iron Man with either Guardians or Doctor Strange?
If I had to pick between those two, I would put Doctor Strange below Guardians.
Oh God, you like that movie.
Guardians is a great movie.
Guardians is a bunch of unheard of D-list characters with nothing but classic rock and fart jokes. It's a stupid film. It's a stupid, stupid movie.
It's a very entertaining, stupid movie.
I am entertained every time I watch that movie.
The only way
that opening part when Star-Lord's dancing around, breaking into that thing, that is the bomb. That's great every time.
Never the bomb.
I love that stuff.
All right, we'll go with what Ray says.
I'm moving on.
All right, this week, it's Always Sunny in Xandar. Hell of a good dip.
Let's see if I can see what's going on in Xandar. See if I can quiet my saltiness down so I can tell you about Hela, goddess of death. She is, the ever non-popular red, green, and black. Let's see what she does, if anything. Ooh, knives out. It costs 9 red AP. It creates some 3-strike tiles. Nope, 4-strike tiles when she gets better. And replacing enemy. Ooh, they overwrite the enemy tiles of strike, attack, or protect before replacing basic tiles, which is dope. And they are strength 5, 14. She creates 4 of them. For 8 green AP, you could be death's best friend. She has wolves that eat you?
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah, that's nice.
They're amusing when they come on the screen.
It deals 6,700 damage to the target and 4,300 damage to random enemies? All right. And then at the start of your turn, if the enemy has at least 10 green AP, it deals 4,300 damage to the target and destroys 2 enemy AP. That's a good time.
Yeah, it just comes out and bites them.
Yeah.
It's like, rah! Rah! I don't know. I don't think wolves make that noise, but
this one does. Great wolves make that noise.
It's a hell.
Yeah.
Wolf.
And for 9 black AP, you can cast her in the movie Death Becomes Her. And she will convert all basic blue tiles into strength 405 blue attack tiles.
Yeah, that's a fun power.
Yeah. When you down an enemy, this is passive component. It improves all friendly strike, attack, and protect tiles by 355. That seems significant. That's okay. She seems okay. Is she... I'm never right, but I'm going to keep trying until this show goes off the air. Is she a 454?
I don't know about that.
I don't either, but Knives Out makes those kinds of tiles, and Death Becomes Her kind of improves those kind of tiles, and... makes its own kind of tiles, and that green one looks good times.
I'd have to look at the differences between levels 4 and 5 of the powers.
Yeah, I think the actual correct answer is 355, because the only difference between level 4 and 5 red is the number of... Yeah, never mind. Yeah, 355. I rescind my constant attempt to make a 454 character, or a 445 character, or some combination of there. Because, yeah, red does not look like it needs to be beyond level 3 to be useful. Black looks wacky the bigger it gets. Passive component is important. Yes. Let me check my sheet to see if either of you have Hela or use Hela.
I think a 101 is an optimal build.
I hope so. Yours is devastating. Craig's is, you know, floundering at a lowly 122.
Unleveled 122.
When you make the smart move and keep her unrostered, she is replaced by Surtur, and he destroys everybody. So there.
So Gamependium, they say that the people that have marked their builds, most of them, and by that it's like 10 out of 16, are using 553 as their build.
I should have known.
That's not what I would have expected, but...
Should always be exactly the opposite of what I suggest.
The black power is kind of fun when it converts all those blue tiles, you know. You just have to, you know, do it when there's lots of blue on the board.
Depending on who she's with, having those special tiles out there can be fantastic. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, 101, not a lot to go on.
All right.
Cool.
There you go.
That's what's always sunny in Xandar.
All right, Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Decent amount of comments. First.
That's it. That's all we have. There's a bunch of comments. All right. Next.
Next. First, I want to mention Malcroft on the D3 forum, who's apparently a moderator. He said +1 from a Floridian at the beginning of the storm season for a clever title.
Thanks.
Norman B. said accidentally, quote unquote, this was his suggestion. Accidentally include a DC movie into your ranking segment next week. Stubbornly insist it's a Marvel property according to IMDb until Craig has an emotional meltdown. Bonus points awarded if you swear that Nick Fury shows up in a post-credit scene.
If it can be Constantine, then all right.
Jordan from Jersey said, possible new segment suggestion, MPQ Missing Pieces. Take a character not currently in the game, come up with your power ideas. I know it sounds like work for you, but really just get the audience to do character idea, and then we come up with powers for them for the next episode. I don't know, that still seems like too much work. And we've done that sort of thing in the past. But he did give a suggestion for Paste Pot Pete.
Ooh.
Glue Trap for 7 green, stuns the target, and then causes them to lose 1 AP from each color. It's a different kind of steal. Scaling the Walls for 10 black, uses glue boots to escape attack for a short while, send him airborne for 2 turns. When he returns, stun an enemy. Man, a lot of stunning. But, you know, he's Paste Pot, so. And Fireproof for 14 red, he uses his Fireproof glue, changes all the basic red tiles on the board randomly to green or black, and drains up to 5 red AP from the enemy team. There you go. I thought it was worth mentioning just because it was Paste Pot Pete.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Brondiac.
I heard of that guy.
His reference to Godzilla, you should have seen Brightburn. I don't know if he means that really you should have seen Brightburn instead of Godzilla, or wow, if you thought Godzilla was bad, you should have seen Brightburn. Like, I'm not really sure which way to read that, but...
I don't know.
Fury Road, he says, was outstanding. This reminds me that I need to get the black and chrome edition. Okay, I didn't know there was such a thing, but all right. D-Wing said, good old Butterbean might be the most on-brand thing Craig has said in months. While Rey is the hero we need, I'm inclined to say that Joe is the hero we deserve. I don't know. I think that's a little mean, but...
Wow. Well, show's canceled. You guys can go listen to Joe.
I never thought I would enjoy a segment that doesn't seem to know what it actually is as much as I enjoy the movie ranking segments. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, because I don't think we are.
No, you are the only one. Oh, man, I can't wait till that steaming pile is switched back to something I enjoy.
He's also said the Taco Bell DoorDash renders the 40-pound lighter body swap moot. I think it depends on how much Taco Bell you eat. I mean, you can eat quite a bit for a little amount of money, but...
I mean, it's coming back out in 45 minutes anyway.
For some reason, I feel like Ian should be pimping gummy multivitamins for at least one of his co-hosts. Probably true. And no one says hella anymore, Cartman.
That's hella lame.
That's a good quote. Samurai said, Craig will be happy to know the Fabio Cyclops costume is so majestic, I turned on animations again just to marvel at him.
It's terrible.
And Hesjin Gixon said, against my better judgment, I'm going to agree with Craig. Godzilla was pretty good. Like him, I could have dealt with less people and more monsters, but it was decent. It's also one of the few movies where I heard the villain's plot and went, yeah, that sounds reasonable. I agree. So there you go. Somebody agrees with you about Godzilla.
All right.
Probably I'm not going to see it, but there you go. That's all the comments. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right. Once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just wanted to pump
you up. Was that a snap? Did someone throw in a snap with our claps?
That Ray is evil.
I try.
That was cold-blooded.
That's two snaps up with a twist.
Two snaps in a circle.
Three snaps in a Zorro Z.
That's right. Now you're on board.
There we go.
Champagne.
See if I can't find anything worth talking about here in the pumped-up character segment. Let's see what the three stars are. Both lists feel really underwhelming. But let's try. Daredevil, he's okay. He could get rid of enemy special tiles, kick you in the head while doing so. He can stun you with a repeater, but that won't be affected by his boost. So his head kick will be more. And if you accidentally match one of his trap tiles, his ambush will be more. There you go. The Hood. Man, that guy has so few hit points, it just cracks me up. But his twin pistols, while they will still end the turn, they will do even more damage. Does he do? He has another attack, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does an attack that reduces countdown tiles and...
Yeah. Yep, he intimidates people. Damage. Yep, he intimidates people and makes countdown tiles less. Yeah. Enjoy that time. Yeah, so Spider-Man, he now, since his recent rework, his yellow will do a ton of damage now that he's boosted. His other things won't do anything. Squirrel Girl. Nuts from above, a little bit extra damage. Squirrel, squirrel, squirrels, a little bit extra damage. Also known as Furry Friends, for those of you who don't listen to this show. Or per tuning in, perhaps, for the first time.
Squirrel, squirrel, squirrels.
Squirrels.
Star-Lord.
Look, Daddy.
Squirrels.
Does he do stuff?
Yeah. He points away and then punches you in the face when you're not
looking.
Is this
the one where the ship comes out and does some AoE damage?
No.
I think it does.
Okay.
I think 4-star Star-Lord does.
Oh, you were correct.
Tiles and other things cost more, things cost less. This one does nothing, and then the Milano comes out, blows up some columns and does AoE damage.
It does a little something good and a little something bad.
Man, a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Boosted. All right, Blonde Widow, Craig's one of Craig's favorite characters with one of Craig's favorite abilities.
Phalads.
Yep, the Phalad will not be affected. The lights out damage will be affected, and the little bit of heal that she does when she brush passes you shady information, you'll see a boost in both of those. Another OG, recently reworked, perhaps, Electra. The double cross. Yeah, the strike tiles will get better for the enemy team. The shadow step, when she reflects some of the damage. Yep. And the ballet of death, when it repeats, does some damage. Is it trap tiles or repeater tile?
It was trap tile.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a repeater tile, and that when it counted down, she did some damage.
Unless they changed it.
It just happens every turn.
It's a trap tile that does that every, yeah.
Oh, recently reworked. My goodness.
Electra, on the infographic, what is that? What is that picture? It's a bunch of people dressed up in strange outfits walking down the street.
Beetlejuice. I don't know.
I don't think it's Beetlejuice.
A guy in a black and white suit is totally Beetlejuice.
I don't know. Is it the electric company? Someone ask Samurai. I've got a segment to do.
Okay.
Professor X, the hero that we need, or the hero that we deserve's favorite character. He turns invisible. He does a bunch of damage when there's a match 5. He makes protect tiles and attack tiles and strike tiles that are all going to be better. Goddess of Thunder. Don't call me Thor. It has a yellow that does a sad amount of AoE damage.
It is sad.
And Smite does a good amount of damage, depending on how many charge tiles you have out there. Valkyrie. I've heard of her. Her red damage will be increased. Bounty Hunter will be unaffected, and strike tiles and damage dealing from the best defense will be even better. So, that's it.
I'm assuming that she'll be reworked, and then she'll pull out like a noisy cricket and shoot me with that, right?
Maybe. They're going to do a new movie tie-in?
Why not?
They're going to do a Westworld tie-in for her as well?
Well, that'd be dope.
That would not be dope. That would be as confusing as season 2 was. That's it. That's who's boosted. It's a really ho-hum list. Let's see.
Kind of, sort of. For the most part, there's a lot of medium-level characters.
Yeah, it's similar to the 3-star. I wasn't crushed with disappointment, but seeing Electra is a bummer.
That is true.
Professor X, okay. Valkyrie is probably okay.
Thor is good. She's just suffering from power creep.
Yeah, badly.
Yeah.
So, and something, I'm being distracted by Discord. That graphic there that Samurai posted of that video, doesn't it look like that singer has no arms past the elbows?
She has her arms bent, but now that you say that, I can really see it.
Like, I looked up and I looked at that and I went, that woman's got no arms.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what you were referencing. It's just creepy in a creepy way.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's fine. Okay.
Move along.
Yeah. Sorry. And that's what's always sunny here in Xandar?
No.
What? Nope. We're still... That was an old segment. This is Mystify?
This is Listen to Me Now and Believe Me Later.
I don't know where I am or what's happening.
Have you been on this show before?
This is my first time. I'm the guest.
All right.
It was a woman with stubby arms throwing them off.
Topic 6. Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
So, I don't know. Apparently, did you get any of my suggestions? Did you like any of my suggestions?
I kind of liked all your suggestions, but okay. I am unable to go with anything. And I don't know.
Well,
we could do, it's team up time. I don't know.
So, Craig and listeners, but mostly Craig. In this segment, Ray is going to tell you about a famous 3-character team-up, what builds you need to make the team-up work appropriately. Now, keep in mind, like the rest of this show, none of these team-ups will be meta. None of these team-ups will be helpful. None of these team-ups will be anything you haven't encountered before. But we'll see as the segment develops which way we want to go. But the currently untitled team-up segment, starring Ray.
Team up segment.
I don't like starring Ray. I'm going to go rundown and then everybody's going to talk.
Team up segment. It has Ray.
I like it. I like it already.
Yeah, better than Three's Company. I didn't know how we were working that in, but...
Come and knock on my door.
I don't think I can.
We'll be waiting for you.
I don't think I can put that music in there, at least not too much.
Oh, but how about you just edit this segment right now and make all the teams two women characters and one guy? That is gold, Jerry.
That is
where the powers are hers and hers and his. Three's Company too.
All right. Well, let's try it this way first, and we can work around it. We'll call.
We can do that specifically when there are two women and a guy.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. So this week, doing the OG, the original classic three characters, the one that Craig played for the first 4 years of his Marvel Puzzle Quest endeavors.
The game was This is the Bomb.
Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and Scarlet Witch.
Buddy. Woo, doggy!
All three stars. So this is a three-star team. So this is why it's not useless, because I know people who have just started playing this game.
Sure.
So if you're getting into your three stars, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Scarlet Witch, they are solid. They are definitely a way you can go. Like I said, I think Craig played nothing but the three of them for years.
Oh, a long time.
So the reason that Craig played them so much.
Click, click, boom is a masterpiece.
If you look at Scarlet Witch, her arcane incantation is a blue passive. At the beginning of her turn, she creates a countdown. When that countdown goes off, it creates purple tiles around it. And that gives you all the purple that you need. It's just a constant purple generator. Does she use the purple? Not really. Although her purple is pretty good, it's also pretty expensive at 14. It does decent team damage and a stun, but that's not really what you're looking to use your purple.
Not in this combo.
She also does have Hexbolt, and again, you can ignore that.
That can get you purple.
Yeah.
Now that can get you purple if you need it.
Sure. But for the most part, you're going to be using her to build up Iron Fist.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But for that sake, 5-5 or 3-5-5 on your witch in this team up.
Yes. Iron Fist, you're really looking to use his purple all the time. 5 AP is all it costs, and if he has less than a certain amount of black, I think it's 12. I think it's consistently 12.
It is.
He turns basic tiles to black, and that will cause some matches automatically, hopefully a cascade, but that generates the black that you need. He also has a black passive that creates an attack tile. His green is useful at 8 AP, and it does damage, and if the team has enough black AP, it also creates strike tiles. So the idea here is that you're using purple to build up black using Iron Fist so that you can use Luke Cage's Jab Jab Cross. For only 6 black AP, you put out a countdown tile. While that countdown tile is out, the Jab Jab Cross deals much more damage. Yes.
And stuns. Yes. That's one of the better parts of it.
Yeah. So you're building up black, then fire off your green on Iron Fist, and then just finish everybody off with Jab Jab Cross. It's a good combination.
You hope to have enough purple that after you kick, then use your purple, because once you've got that enough black, the Iron Fist power turns from making black to a giant
punch.
Fist to the face. Yeah.
That is
so
very
true. You fist at a face, and then you have Cage come out and finish him off.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you happen to get 13 yellow, you can also do the, as seen on TV, righteous uppercut.
If you get those by pure accident of cascades.
Right.
Because
you're not going for yellow.
Don't be trying to make yellow. Yeah.
Right. So, build-wise, like I said, Scarlet Witch will be a 3-5-5. Iron Fist will be a 5-5-3. And Luke Cage... 3-star will be a 3-5-5 because that annoying red shield will render you relatively immune to match damage as long as it's out.
Yeah, I didn't even mention that passive. He constantly puts out, just like Iron Fist puts out on a tactile, Luke Cage puts out a protect that is solid. It's a decent ability.
Yeah, you're not going to fire the uppercut, so make that, you don't want to points in that.
I mean, you can, because what else are you going to do with yellow, but 13 yellow.
You should generally win before you get that much yellow.
Correct.
Yeah, so pretty much ignore yellow, ignore red, ignore blue. You're not going to be using, the only red power you have is passive, the only blue is passive, and you don't care about the yellow. And there you go.
Yep. Heroes for Hire plus Wanda. Enjoy. And that's brought to you, as always, by Unify.
Wow.
Thanks. I did some work before the show.
Nicely done.
All right, well, let's open up some tokens. Ed, you got Steam running?
I don't. That was a new segment. It took too much concentration.
Oh, man.
You guys will have to soldier on without me.
Did you, by any chance, write that down, Craig, so that we can reference it and not have to remember next week?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
So this is Unify.
I didn't mean to stop the show, but
there you go. And we're calling this, what did I say this was called?
I don't know. I kind of like...
It was something with Ray.
Team up time with team Ray. Team up time.
I like team up time.
It's like t-shirt time. Team up time.
I don't know what t-shirt time is.
You should watch more Jersey Shore.
Ugh, no. The zero I watch it right now is the correct amount.
They always had t-shirt time.
Okay. Gonna go with the classic eye poke as we open some tokens. Rescue gives me... Blonde Widow. Defilad.
Euphilod.
I'm okay with that. I probably need it. I do.
Donkey Teeth suggests we call it the synergy segment.
Ooh, I love that already.
But then you should then change the sponsor to something that also starts with S.
Nope.
I don't think you understand the amount of effort that went into coming up with that sponsor name.
Seriously? I thought it just had to rhyme with this pie and this guy.
It could be Stupefy.
How is that? That's not good.
I don't know. These combinations are so good, you get stupefied. Rock.
Someone open a token.
I'm poking her in the reactor. It is a gloves off rouge.
Cool.
Getting her up to level 294.
Okay. I'm going to poke her in what looks to be a hump on her back, which is actually like, I don't know, thrusters or something, I'm sure, but that didn't work. Got a 4-star. Four-star Nico Minoru. Alright, that was uneventful. However, that takes her up to a 301. And I would like to mention that I am approaching very quickly. I have, in another 5 days, will be my 5-year anniversary.
Wow.
I just noticed that a Devil Dino showed up on my resupply list.
Wow.
I was looking at mine this morning and it had an invisible woman coming up. I didn't see that coming. Ian, tell me what's on the podcast network.
It's called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available.
Oh, thanks, this guy.
This guy.
All right.
Soon to Be Named Network.com. It's a lot of podcasts that work together to bring you hours and hours of great entertainment. We have direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you could check out the website with all the archives from the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
None of those shows feature enough Dazzler.
Or they all do.
Anything else for the go to the order?
Yes, you have a surprise for us.
I do?
Yes.
What is it?
I don't know. You wouldn't tell me. It was a surprise for later in the show.
Oh, no. That was just talking about Dazzler.
Oh, man.
It's a special surprise shout out to Halston Sage
Wow.
from the Orville for bringing Dazzler to the big screen.
What an unexpected kick in the groin that was. I was a little bit pumped.
I was super excited about Dazzler.
I know.
Oh, I would like to, I'll give Joe a shout out here. Longbox Heroes, one of the original podcasts in the Soon to Be Named Network, they now are have a Patreon page. So if you like comics and you like hearing people talk about comics, you should listen to their podcast specifically and throw them a couple bucks, because there you go, that's a new thing.
Hey, are we still looking for somebody for our Alliance?
Hey, we're still looking for somebody for Alliance.
Oh, snap. Yeah, I don't look at the Facebook, so hopefully you're still alive, but best of luck to you, Validius. Is that right?
Validius, I believe.
Validius, sure.
Yeah.
He went on to say that he'd describe it more in the Facebook, and I went, I guess I'll never know. Good luck to you.
He's looking to do some life changes and self-improvement, and not
good.
Playing as many video games, I think, is part of that. So
that sounds great. It's sad for me, because Without him, I'll never get to be 19 again during Alliance events. I'll be back to 20. Darn it.
Personally, I think improving yourself means playing more video games, but, you know.
Improving your placement.
Just depends on how you define your goals.
Right. Either way.
Picture when, like, Gen X finally hits the old folks' homes. Instead of, like, people sitting around playing Bridge, we're all going to be, like, sitting around by, like, a Sega Genesis emulator. Like, you know, playing, like, give me Madden 95. Put that in, Charlie.
I don't know that it'll be Sega Genesis necessarily, but I like that you went there.
Well, it
should be. So we do have an opening. If anybody wants to join a casual play alliance, we only have a couple of requirements. One, try and play every day. We know things happen, but try and play every day. And hit alliance events, you know, as hard as you can, which that's a very loose definition. But right. Again, a fairly casual alliance. Message me on Discord. Message me on Reddit, you know. I guess you could email chaos72@puzzlewarriors3.com. So there you go. Three ways you can do it. I don't really care how good your roster is.
Yeah, five-star rosters are okay. Any level roster is okay, I guess.
I mean, if you just started out, I mean, like, just started out, I'd kind of question a little bit, because are you really going to play every day? But
don't you remember old what's-his-name?
Oh, yeah, Cactus Jack.
Woo, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy, he was a bullet.
He skyrocketed.
He started, but he had a solid two-star roster when he started.
He did, and he was the brightest flame, and he just burned out too quickly.
Yeah. He came back, though, for this last PvP.
Did he?
He made, like, 700 and some points in this last PvP.
Still more points than I've ever scored in a PvP.
I think he came back and just to attack Euronymous over and over and over again. He posted several pictures.
Just to give himself a quick shot of puzzle methadone.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well. So spots open. Right, goodbye,
anything else to go to the roster?
Negatory. To the order.
That is all I've got.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Go there, click yourself around, find your way to Amazon, give us some money. You know, that's kind of the short version.
Yeah.
That's all we got for this week. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, oh, you can dance. You can jive. Having the time of your life. See that girl. Watch that scene. Dig in the dancing queen. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.